Giant Radio Podcast.
The Great Wall of China is the only man-made structure visible from space. Albert Einstein had failed his math class. It's time to bust some myths with Mythbuster. The 2020 Olympics came to an end in August, and the Paralympics ended this month. We saw many world records being broken across sports. The Olympics are one of the most prestigious sporting events in the world, and the opening and closing ceremonies are watched across the world by millions and millions of people. One of the traditions in these ceremonies is the lighting of the Olympic flame. But have you ever wondered what happens to the flame after the games? Is it put out or does it always stay lit? Let's find out! First, let's talk about the history of the flame. The modern Olympic Games were held in Athens in 1896, and the flame represents the fire that Prometheus stole from the god Zeus in Greek mythology. Prometheus then gave the gift of fire to humanity, which helped them grow towards becoming a better civilization. The tradition of the flame started in ancient Greece and became a permanent feature from the 1928 Games. Even today, the flame is first ignited several months before the opening ceremony at the site of the ancient Olympic Games in Olympia, Greece. 11 women perform a ceremony at the Temple of Hera, in which the flame is kindled by the rays of the sun using a parabolic mirror. This is like the shape of a large dish with mirrors all around it so that the energy can be collected at one place. Once the flame is ignited, one of the 11 women lights the Olympic torch and hands it over along with an olive branch to the first athlete, who is usually a Greek one. This marks the beginning of the Olympic torch, which travels through countries to finally reach the country in which the games are being held at that year. It usually travels through a route that symbolizes human achievement. The torch itself has gone through some interesting journeys over the years. In 2000, the Olympic torch stayed lit underwater for 3 minutes. In 2008, climbers took it to the top of Mount Everest, and in 2016, took a ride on a surfboard in Brazil. In fact, in 1976, the flame was transformed into a radio signal and transmitted from Athens to Ottawa in Canada. Heat sensors in Athens detected the flame, and the signal was sent via the satellite to Ottawa, where it was received and used to trigger a laser beam to reignite the flame. The first global torch relay took place in 2004, when the torch traveled 78,000 kilometers in the hands of more than 11,000 torch bearers, who visited all of the previous Olympic cities and finally returned to Athens for the 2004 Games. But from 2008, the torch relay saw protests around the world where it traveled as a part of the relay, and from 2009, the International Olympic Committee announced that the relays could only be held in the host country after the initial Greek leg of the journey. The torch relay ends with the lighting of the Olympic cauldron during the opening ceremony, and the flame is officially extinguished during the closing ceremony and reignited months before the next game begin. So the myth that the Olympic flame is always lit is false. Myth busted!